Then they took Jesus from Caiaphas to Pilate's headquarters. It was early in the morning. They themselves did not enter the headquarters, so as to avoid ritual defilement and to be able to eat the Passover. So Pilate went out to them and said,
What accusation do you bring to this man?
They answered, If this man were not a criminal, we would not have handed him over to you.
Take him yourselves and judge him according to your law.
They replied, We are not permitted to put anyone to death. Then Pilate entered the headquarters again and summoned Jesus.
Are you the king of the Jews?
Do you ask this on your own, or did others tell you about me?
I am not a Jew, am I? Your own nation and the chief priests have handed you over to me. What have you done?
My kingdom is not from this world. If my kingdom were from this world, my followers would be fighting to keep me from being handed over to the Jews. But as it is, my kingdom is not from here.
So you are a king?
You say that I am a king. For this I was born, and for this I came into the world, to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to my voice.
What is truth?
After Pilate asks, what is truth? He goes out to the religious leaders again and he tells them, I find no case against him, but you have a custom that I release someone for you at the Passover. Do you want me to release for you the king of the Jews? And they shouted in reply, not this man, but Barabbas. Now Barabbas was a bandit. From last week, we know that Judas has betrayed Jesus by letting the police officers know that Jesus is the one to be arrested and leading them to him. We know that Peter betrayed Jesus by denying him three times. Today, the religious leaders hand Jesus over to Pilate, so they are saying that Jesus is not the one. They are denying Jesus. Pilate is Roman. You heard him say, I'm not a Jew. And he's not the nicest person in the world. So honestly, I'm not sure why anyone would think that Pilate would suddenly come to his senses if Judas, Peter, and the religious leaders aren't on board with who Jesus is. Even though one would think it wouldn't happen, Pilate does engage Jesus in a conversation that ends, as you heard, with, what is truth? Truth can be rather elusive, can it? Is Jesus the one he says he is? Or did Jesus say he is a king? Or did Pilate put those words in his mouth? Or did the religious leaders tell Pilate that? It's a pretty serious offense in that day to proclaim that you are the king. There is only one king, and it sure isn't a Jewish man who appears to be causing some trouble. As Jesus stands before Pilate, Pilate is the holder of the truth as the Roman leader in Judea. He holds the emperor's truth, and the emperor's truth is the only truth because it's the divine truth. Oh, and you may not know this, but Pilate is the one who appoints the chief priest. That's right. The Roman government appoints the Jewish chief priest. Caiaphas was appointed by the person who served in his position before Pilate. Caiaphas needs to keep Pilate happy if he wants to stay in that pretty awesome position of power and status. What is truth? Maybe one truth here is that Caiaphas and the religious leaders of the day were actually more loyal to Rome and to Pilate. So Jesus, who is betrayed by Judas, denied by Peter, is then handed over to the Roman authorities by religious leaders who are in the back pocket of the Roman government. Sometimes I think this story can't get any worse, but as we know, it does. It doesn't appear that Jesus has a chance. It's as if the whole world is denying and rejecting him. The funny thing is, the religious leaders took Jesus to Pilate's headquarters early in the morning, but they themselves did not enter the headquarters. Why didn't they? Because Passover was about to begin, and if they had entered the home or headquarters of a Gentile, they would have been considered unclean and would not have been able to eat of the Passover meal. Now think about this. The religious leaders would be unclean if they entered the home of a Gentile. And yet the chief priests and the religious leaders did everything they could to stay in good graces with Pilate who is Gentile, who is the one that would have caused them to be ritually unclean. And instead, they send Jesus. What is truth? When the government and religious leaders are that tightly connected, I don't know how you discover the truth except to say that the truth in those cases may be that both parties are taking whatever actions needed to hang on to their authority and prestige. The religious leaders don't have the authority to declare a death sentence, so they bring Jesus and hand him over to go inside a place that's declared ritually unclean so that he may be sentenced to die. And then Jesus goes and starts answering questions with a question. His life is at stake here, for goodness sakes. And Pilate wants to know if Jesus has been saying that he's the king of the Jews. Remember, to say you were king when you were not king gets you killed. So instead of Jesus saying, no, I'm really not the king, or I'm the son of God, or no, I'm not the king, I'm the Christ, Jesus answers Pilate with a question. Do you ask this on your own, or did you hear about me from the others? Pilate lets Jesus know right up front, hey, I'm not a Jew, so I know nothing about you. All I know is your people and your religious leaders brought you to me. What have you done? And as we heard, Jesus begins to talk about his kingdom and how his kingdom is not of this world. If it was of this world, then his followers would be fighting to keep him from being handed over to the religious leaders. Kind of confusing. But just as we're learning in our Lenten Bible study, for those of you that have been hanging in there with the letters of Paul, you're going to hear something very familiar. Words that we hear in a certain way today may not be the truth of those words. Jesus says to Pilate, my kingdom, what he's really saying is my reign, my origin is not from here. In the Gospel of John, Jesus has over and over again said that he originates from God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He says he is the one who has come from above. He's told them that his authority does not come from this world. His authority, his source, comes from God. Jesus isn't talking about a place when he talks of his kingdom. He's telling Pilate that he originates, his source of authority comes from God. And then to take the kingdom idea even further for Pilate's sake, Jesus uses the same word that is translated as temple police in this text when he says followers. So what he's saying is, if my source was of this world, then my police would be using violence to keep me from being handed over. But as you can see, there is no violence surrounding me as my source is God. Wow. I got to this part of my study of the text, and I wanted to just close my Bible. We had a baby dedication. It makes the service a little longer. I could just say to you, isn't this nice? We've learned a little more about the usage of the Greek words and a little bit more about the relationship between the Roman Empire and the religious leaders of the day. I didn't want to go on to the next part. What more do we need to hear, right? Jesus derives that he is from God, and in no way do those that know that Jesus is of God, do they use violence? Jesus stands in front of one of the most powerful positions in the world at that time, and the person in that position doesn't think twice about using power and force and violence to maintain his own standing in the world. And Jesus, without power or force or violence, confronts the truth of the world, a world that has rejected him. What is truth? Hear the truth of our need for power versus the unbelievable grace and love of God. Jesus tries to tell Pilate that he came into this world to testify to the truth. Everyone who belongs to the truth listens to his voice, and there's Pilate's famous question, what is truth? For Pilate and others, with his incredible authority, the truth is whatever you want the truth to be. If you are the dominant culture, if you're the one in charge, then what you say is the truth. So much so that, as I said earlier, the truth can be rather elusive, can it? Because at any given moment, on any given day, if the power that we have is threatened, then the truth can be changed. Right? Jesus stands before Judas, Peter, the police, the religious leaders, and now Pilate, and says, the truth is right in front of you. Jesus says, I am the truth. I am the one who is showing you the love of God. So much so that I am not harming anyone with each step that each group has taken to get rid of me. You are so worried that I will mess up the power and status that you believe you have. Jesus says the truth is the love of God. This truth is not something to sit and debate. This truth does not change. Dan, Brian, and I went to hear the Twin City Gay Men's Chorus concert on Friday night. One of the pieces they did is a commissioned work in honor and memory of Harvey Milk. You know the story of Harvey Milk, the first gay person elected to the San Francisco Board of Supervisors in 1977, who was later murdered in 1978 for being gay. The music in this work is unbelievably good. If you get to hear it, it is incredible, and it's also very powerful, especially when a group of people who have grown up more than likely being called names by people around them and friends, maybe even family, sing a song that has every derogatory name in it that they could have possibly been called. The song brings the truth of our hatreds and bigotries to light. As they sang, and I got more uncomfortable, I found myself saying to myself, if only people had known the truth of the goodness of Harvey Milk, they would never have used those words. If only people had known the truth of how much Harvey Milk believed in a decent society. If only people had known that Harvey, like everyone else, like you and me, was created by God. If only we knew the truth of the love of God. And the whole time I'm thinking this, I'm hearing the chorus sing derogatory terms for gay, lesbian, and then black, Asian, Latino, Latina. Sometimes we don't want to know the truth. Sometimes we don't want to measure what is true in a situation by the love of God, because that means that we may have to let go of our power and status that others may have like. Isn't that what Jesus did? Gave up all power that all may have life? The truth stands right there in front of us all. Pilate says, I don't know what it is you think he did wrong, but it is my custom. I'll release someone. The truth stands right there. Pilate asks, who should I release? And we may as well have yelled derogatory terms at people that God has created, as the crowd yelled for Pilate to release Barabbas. What is truth? The power of the truth of the love of God that we know through Jesus Christ is getting more powerful with every step we take toward Good Friday and Easter. Amen.